Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving. From stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here, because time and distance are no barrier to energy. That means no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope something that you hear in the next hour shifts your focus and helps you move forward. So can what you're thinking right now, make a difference in your life? And in the lives of others? Dr. Christian Gannett and Jillian Laura Roberts say yes. They are the co-creators of the best-selling book, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever, and they're my guests on today's show. If you would like to connect with them to share your story of a thought that changed your life, you can give us a call right here in the studio. The number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819 to share your story about a thought that changed your life and maybe the lives of others. You can also connect with us over at transformationtalkradio.com by using the instant feedback box that's in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. You just type your message in there and it comes zinging right to me through the magic of technology or something. I'll be able to see your question and I will share that with Christian and Jillian. And I'll introduce you to them in just a moment. But first, would you please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything? There are some great classes coming up, including the next session of the online Psychic Development Intensive. And if you're curious about exploring your own intuitive gifts, and you want to do that, you want to experiment in a safe, supportive, small group environment with me, check out the class. The next session begins on Monday, May 13th, and there are lots of details and tons of other good stuff at fogcitypsychic.com. And now, Dr. Christian Gannett and Jillian Laura Roberts are known as the Thought Team, and they are on a mission to transform 10 million lives one thought at a time. Christian, who is a holistic chiropractor, and Jillian, a licensed spiritual practitioner, met and they quickly discovered a mutual passion, recognizing and celebrating the power and beauty of the mind to create anything we desire in life. They also discovered a shared love for serving others, and they embarked on recruiting 50 other like-minded helpers and healers from all over the world and asked them, "What is the thought that changed your life forever?" Through that journey, they co-created The Thought That Changed My Life Forever, which is a powerful collection of inspirational stories about profound personal transformation. And even moving beyond the book, they've started the Thought Movement, which invites you to lend your spark to the evolution of consciousness on the planet and asking, what are you thinking about? You can find out more about Christian and Jillian and their work at thethoughtpublications.com. Christian and Jillian, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
And you can hear my phone. This is the magic of live radio. What happens when the show begins and the phone rings? Oh, my goodness.
God is calling.
Oh, it's God. And I just unplugged the phone, Jillian. I may have done something very, very bad. I'm so glad you two are both here. I'd like to start. People know you now as the co-creators of this wonderful book, and we're going to be talking about that in just a minute here. I'd like to know, and let's start with you, Christian. I'd like to know a little bit about who you are and what you do professionally outside of your work on the book.
Well, beautiful. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and thanks for asking the question. I've been serving others and helping others all of my life. When I was just a youngster and I was in high school, I remember vividly my biology teacher talking and teaching about the autonomic nervous system in the human body, which is that part of the nervous system that takes care of trillions of bits of information every second, and everything in the body is so coordinated to make things work. And I was just so amazed by the incredible complexity and just the miracle that is life, that I knew in that moment that I had to be involved with working with the human body. And through a long pathway of scholastic endeavors, I made my way through to chiropractic, and based on the power of life and the power of our innate healing abilities to get ourselves well, chiropractors just work on freeing up any interference they find in the body to allow the natural beauty and the natural power of life and healing to take over. And so that has been a wonderful dedication for the last 13 years for me. But what I've, as I bridge into, well, if you're a chiropractor, how did you get involved with this book all about thoughts? And I know a lot of people have asked me that question, and a very simple answer, what I've discovered is that most people, and I would say the vast majority of people that come through my door in pain, the pain didn't start after a physical trauma, or the pain didn't start after something they did physically. It started right after they experienced a mentally or emotionally traumatic event in their lives. And they wake up in the morning and they say, "Wow, I must have slept funny because I'm in so much pain this morning." And I just, you know, I have a chuckle with them and I say, "If sleep was the physical event that caused your pain, you're in serious trouble, because everything else in life is more traumatic than sleep." So I've been teaching my patients one patient at a time, and now, you know, with the help of Jillian, we're embarking on this huge campaign to really enlighten and highlight the power of thoughts to not only make you not well, but that in the converse direction, to help make you well, and to highlight the unique genius and brilliance in everybody. So that's a short bio of me.
And it's about setting people free. That's the word that stood absolutely out to me in there. That's about freedom. That's wonderful. Jillian, who are you outside of this book?
Well, again, Karen, thank you very much for having us with you. And we're really excited to speak to you and your listeners and to talk about our book and who we are. I think the truth is that who I am, and I'm sure Christian would agree, is that who we are is really inextricable from what we're doing, not only with this project, but what we do sort of personally as well and professionally. I'm what's called a licensed spiritual practitioner, and this is a position, it's called a spiritual counselor in the tradition of science of mind or religious science, and I have a background in pretty profound study in Tibetan Buddhism as well. And what I do is I work one-on-one with clients to basically, how I've developed my coaching or counseling practices. I'm the tagline for my company, Center Spaces, illuminating the unique genius in each person. And really for me, my recognition is that not only from seeing it in other people and being a practitioner of truth, but really from my own experience of life as well, is that, you know, we can love something, or we can be good at things, we can have things we're not so good at, but there really is in each one of us a unique genius that, if we are helped to find it, or if we find it in our own way, that gift brought into inspired action can really transform the world. And Christian and I talk about that in the book, quite specifically about how using those inspirational moments, using those thoughts and having assistance along the way to discover who we really are inside, that, you know, what we do and what we think about and what we how we are inspired really can transform the world. So that's the work that I'm really privileged to do. I also teach meditation and mindfulness practices in various private and corporate settings, and I get to marry people too, creating sacred ceremony.
You are performing the ceremony of marriage, but not actually marrying a lot of different people, right?
Well, that's something I don't like to talk too much about, but yeah. No, I am performing. I'm what's called a religious representative, so I'm on the religious representative side of the commissioner or justice of the peace option. And yeah, I get to marry, create sacred ceremony for people, and then I officiate their weddings and legally solemnize them. Wow. Haven't married any one person yet.
That is wonderful. That lets you listeners know a little bit about Christian Gannett and Jillian Laura Roberts, who are joining me here today. They are the co-creators of the book, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever, How One Inspiration Can Unleash Your True Potential and Transform the World. We'll be right back after this.
I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines the light on what you put into your body. You know, April can always be a little dicey because Mars goes into Aries, which makes things a little fiery. This April is no exception. However, on April 25th, we are having a lunar eclipse in Libra aspecting Aries. The word lunacy comes from these eclipses. Then on April 28th, Mars will cross over this point, really triggering it. So there will be aggressive lunatics coming out at this time. You need to be very aware of this and stay away from volatile situations and people. Don't buy into their drama and don't get caught up in it. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I'm dancing and having a good time, and let's get very serious now. All right, here we go. Mom, this is Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guests on today's show are Christian Gannett and Jillian Laura Roberts, and they are the co-creators of the very good book, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever, How One Inspiration Can Unleash Your True Potential and Transform the World. Christian, we were talking a little bit before the break about who you are sort of outside the book, the work you do. I'm wondering, can you tell me a little bit about what sparked the idea for this particular project?
Absolutely, Karen. Thank you for asking. As I mentioned to people, and Jillian and I share with everyone, that the book started as a thought, but really it was one seed that was planted in two different minds, and it really gave birth to this larger vision. But Jillian and I came to the project kind of through individual pathways, and once our paths crossed, we really took off and launched this thing. I was privileged. My role in birthing this project was the privilege of coming up with the book title. And the book title came to me actually after a meditation, so you'll be pretty happy to hear that probably. I was working on another project in a fictional book, and I had entered an online writing competition. And so one day I was sitting there looking for some inspiration. I thought, what better way to download some information than to get into a meditation, connect to the all-knowing, and then wait for that download, that inspiration to appear to me. And so I did that. I sat on my couch in a wonderfully contorted position as much as I could, and got into a relaxed, mindful state and waited and was breathing and was focusing on being open, and nothing happened. And so what I decided to do, since my mind was relaxed, my body was relaxed. And so I thought, well, what better thing to do with a relaxed body and mind than to have a nap? So I actually just put my head down on the pillow and went to sleep. And then in my sleep, the most wonderful thing happened, and which was completely foreign to me. I'm very visual, and I'm very kinesthetic, so touch and sight are two senses that I'm very connected to. But out of nowhere, this phrase came, the thought that changed my life forever. It was just as simple as that. It wasn't associated with a vision. It wasn't associated with any feelings. It was just the thought that changed my life forever. And I remember in my sleep thinking, wow, that's a great book title. And then pause, and then I asked myself, well, aren't you going to get up and write it down? And so I stirred myself awake, and I went over to my workstation. I wrote the title of the book down, and I just knew that that was going to be something big. And it just took off from there. It was, working on the next step that was really monumental was coming together with Jillian, and maybe she can share that story with you as well. But that the thought that changed my life forever, I just knew it was such a powerful phrase. It has so much meaning and so much mystery even and intrigue that I knew that it was going to touch a lot of lives. So that was how I really got involved.
Wow. Yeah. Wonderful. Very cool. Jillian, were you meditating and napping, or how did you...
Now that would be a great story if it downloaded the same thing, downloaded at the exact same moment. But it's not so far off the truth in the sense that Kristen and I don't live that far. You know, we live blocks away from each other, and we have a mutual friend who had been trying to get us together for easily a year and a half prior to this. And because he knows us separately and knew that, you know, we were so passionate about so many of the same things. We had a big vision for how we wanted to serve in the world, and, you know, we're both helpers and healers ourselves, and he kept saying, like, the two of you have just got to meet, you got to meet, I don't know why, you just got to meet. And the thing that I quite love about that, I mean, I was experiencing my own path at that time in terms of getting my practice up and going, and, you know, like I think a lot of people do when they first start working for themselves and start this kind of work and serving, you just want to serve everybody and do everything that you possibly can. And I had reached a bit of a stage of burnout, actually, and was kind of looking at how can I really sustain my vision for what I want to do and sort of keep things in balance. And for myself at the same time, my parents had been actually almost, both of them were almost killed in an accident, and it kind of
stopped me in my tracks in the sense of, you know, what I'm at a point where I need to decide exactly how I'm going to move forward. And so similarly to Christian, I stopped and I just turned to spirit and just said, you know, what is the best way for me to express my calling? And again, similarly to Christian, I mean, I think we do get these auditory kind of messages sometimes that the voice that came back was collaboration. And it was at that point that Christian and I literally, within a week of each other having these downloads and finally answering our friend's plea to meet one another, we met, and that's kind of been it. We decided that this was going to be the thing that we collaborated on. And, you know, as a new thought practitioner, change your thinking, change your life. I mean, thoughts are a central tenet to the work that I do, and obviously that Christian had discovered in doing his chiropractic work too. So we're all about alignment, both spiritual and physical. So it's great. Mm.
And that's so important. That alignment is so important. Do you differentiate between thought and inspiration, between thought and a download? Either one of you.
Well, that's a very, very interesting question. For me, what I hear in that question is sort of, where do thoughts come from? And you know, inspiration, you know, I think the Latin is sort of from God, inspirus. And I think that there are, I believe, thoughts that we can generate. And Christian and I talk about those in terms of the question of, can one thought really change your life? And you know, there are thoughts that we generate that we come up with and that we generate to move ourselves forward in terms of action. We can absolutely choose to ruminate on thoughts, good or bad. I think that there is a collective consciousness and source that divines inspirational thoughts through us. I believe we are channels for spirit. So it's kind of a both and.
Mm-hmm. If I can add to that.
Yes, please.
My own little bits. We also let people know that we, as human beings, we have up to 60,000 thoughts a day. So if we attached, you know, meaning and purpose to every single thought, we'd probably drive ourselves absolutely bonkers. But really, a thought that pops up in someone's head, I teach them that just happens. It just happens. Now, whether or not you actually attach personal meaning to it and focus, that's what imbibes the thought with an energy that can actually then become your life. It can become meaningful to your life and move you to actually take action and create change in your life. So any thought that pops in your head is not necessarily a part of who you are. It's just information that was presented from whatever source, whether it's memory, whether it's your society, whether it's your teachers, your parents, or God. It's a message. It's a bit of information. What you decide to do with that information is critical and so influential in what actually manifests in your life from that point on. That's the way I see it, and it's so beautiful that people can just take any thought. One of my favorite sayings for my patients is, whatever you look for, you will find. In any event, in any experience, you will find positive and negative in it. I say, but whatever you focus on, you will feel. And what you feel is what's going to move you and create change in your life. So what do you want to focus on next?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And there's, I think, if I could add that, I think there's sometimes really interesting, as Christian said, information, both in what we would characterize as positive or negative thoughts or feelings that arise from those. I think it's if we are able to step back and take a look at our thoughts and our feelings, consciousness as a whole, that there's value and how we are able to interpret it. And then what action we take, as Christian mentioned too, that there's so much opportunity in all the thoughts that move through us. And again, we couldn't spend all day thinking about what we're thinking about. However, that awareness is, I think, really what the key is. And I believe that's where we're collectively moving in terms of raising consciousness within ourselves and on the planet. And that idea of one mind, one intelligence, where there's one point of consciousness, all of consciousness is present, at that opportunity to recognize that some of the thoughts that are going through our heads might not be ours anyway. It could be someone else's thoughts in the collective. And that's an opportunity to be aware of those and say, well, that maybe isn't mine, and let it go.
Mm. And what an interesting way, oh, darn it, and I see the break sneaking up on us, but what an interesting way to bring that around to the idea of collaboration. That just as we, that's a way to intentionally be part of something, to intentionally align yourself with the collective in that way, and do something, take that step that is something that's good, that does change your life, that makes a difference, that's transformative, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, and I'm so aware of the break, so this is the part where I say you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guests are Dr. Kristen Gannett and Jillian Laura Roberts. They are the co-creators of the book, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. You can find out more about them and their work at thethoughtpublications.com, and we'll be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the moving banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guests are Dr. Kristen Gannett and Jillian Laura Roberts. They are the co-creators of the book, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. That book's available on Amazon.com. It's available everywhere. And you have had some amazing successes. This book just, I mean, golly, it just shot up to the top, didn't it?
Sure did.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Something to maybe be proud of, and maybe a sign that what you have co-created here with all of the contributors is something that really speaks to where people are now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think we definitely feel that that's true now. And to be honest, I know that Christian and I, it was, you know, about a year and a half or 2 years in the making. And throughout that, I think that was the deepest, most expansive feeling that we had, was that when the time came that this was released and it started to reach people, that it would make a difference. And we felt that in a way that was our calling, and clearly it's what called us together ultimately. And there's something I think to pay attention to in that. It's very powerful. It is like two rocks striking together, and you know, and then when the fire begins, you invite all your friends to warm their hands, you know, and to light their hearts. And I think that we've definitely been experiencing in that and enjoying that that's the case.
Mm. We were talking a little bit about before the break about the power of collaboration. Christian, can you say a little bit about how you invited, how you knew who you wanted to include? There's such a range of stories and styles and outlooks in the book. How did you decide who you wanted to invite to collaborate?
Well, that's another interesting question, and one that we get often. And it's a multifaceted answer, because we drew from a large variety of different pools of people. And there were personal ones, people that I knew that were in my field that I knew had a story to tell. There were people that Jillian knew very well and who were inspiring and had a wonderful message of personal transformation to tell. And then there's the internet, the wonderful internet, in which where you can just type in a search word like inspiration, and all of these people pop up in front of you in pages, and you can, and a lot of what we did was just look up people who are looking to help others and have dedicated their life to moving others in the realm of what we're talking about. And so we sent out invitations to many people. Some the timing was not right, some the timing was perfect, and we received a lot of submissions and then gave answers back as to whether we felt that it would be suitable for this first volume or not. And we know that the Thought Book is just the first book in a series of books that's going to help motivate and inspire people across the globe. So we just told people, if it doesn't work for you now, keep us in mind, and we will be here for many years to come. If you want to share your story, let us know. So we took from a large number of and variety of different pools to really bring these wonderful people together. And it's so rewarding. We're so humbled by the number of people that really have showed up and just really open up their hearts to us and our readers. It's beautiful.
Yes. And it is. It's like a delightful buffet, really. I'm wondering, Jillian, how did you imagine people would interact with the book? And is that how people are really using it? Did you imagine that people would sit down and read it cover to cover, that they'd dip in? And then how are people telling you that they're connecting with the book?
Oh, that is so great. You know, I think we really created the book so that it would be a journey, but it would be a very personal journey. So we begin the begin the book with not only our own story of how it came into being, but we really wanted it to be sort of a how, a what, and a why, so that it really nourished people on many different levels. So we began with the neurology of change, with the introductory chapter by Dr. Joe Dispenza of What the Bleep Do We Know, fame and own his own books. And he really shared his own amazing story of transformation, as well as talking about the neurology of change, how it is that we are actually all wired to create positive change in our lives, and also offering a how-to, because that's one of the questions so many people ask is, well, this all sounds great, but how do I do it? And we outline that, and it's a fantastic chapter. And then we offered all of these stories of inspiration, like you said, a very beautiful sort of smorgasbord of people and ideas and allow the hearts to be inspired. And then we wrapped it up with the why. And we really, this is really important to us to talk about, you know, why is it important to pay attention to your thoughts? And, you know, we really feel that the better that we are, each one of us is thinking, that the better we will be living. And the more happiness we have as individuals, the more natural it is for us to turn to serving one another. And when we start to serve one another so positively and it becomes that threshold, the world does change. We see that every single day. We saw that this week in Boston, and you just see how when people turn toward love, when they turn toward serving, that even in the midst of disaster and pain, that changes and can be transformed. And when you say, are people taking the book in the way we had thought, you know, each of the chapters is about 3.5 pages long, and we felt that that was the perfect, you know, to read just before you went to bed, or the perfect inspiration to start your day with. And people are doing exactly that. My dad even said to me, 78 years old, and he said, I really like to go to sleep and wake up in the morning with a chapter. So to each his or her own, and it's really fantastic.
Now, you've heard, Christian, you've got some great testimonials, and that one from Michael Bernard Beckwith is right up there. Mm-hmm. Not only what did it feel like, pretty fabulous, I'm assuming, but what do you feel like that means for your work, that it's getting that notice and also you're getting that wider view?
Oh, that's so wonderful for you to highlight that. Jillian and I did so many happy dances when we when we got the responses back from people that we respected in the field of personal transformation. And you mentioned Michael Bernard Beckwith. He's right up top there in both Jillian and mine, for Jillian and myself, in the amount of respect and love we have for people out there that are obviously dedicating their life to others and serving and working at that, in the field of personal transformation, enlightenment, and highlighting how we can all live a better life. And so, yeah, we were humbled with a lot of the responses we got back. We were just amazed by the words of support and endorsement for the book. But at the same time, we also really knew how great it was. And so at the same time that it was so amazing and surprising, we were just wishing for more and more that they would come out, because the influence of others that are in the field and in the limelight and in the area of fame and recognition can just bring more and more people to the message. And I think the message is what we are hoping reaches the far corners of the globe, and that anyone at any time, no matter what your life has been, no matter what it is now, you can have some impact and control on where it's headed, and it all starts with directing your thoughts. So it's been an amazing journey, and that's the testimonials are definitely one of the highlights of the book project for myself, and I know for Jillian too. Thank you.
Wow. Do you feel, Jillian, that the inspiration, the good feeling, when I read through the book, I felt great? Right? Mm. Is that good feeling enough? It can spur that change, but what do we need to go forward more than just the inspiration? What do we need to really move it forward?
Mm-hmm. This is a beautiful question. Thank you. And inspiration and that feeling is actually so, so important. You know, when we talk about actual transformation, the thought needs to be connected with a feeling. So those moments when we have a feeling that is transformational or expansive or life-giving, we do want to keep our attention there. And that's part of, I think, what the challenge is, that when you hit the last page of a book, you put it down, and if it's not something that's maintained in some way, that feeling can dissipate, because the rest of life in the world kind of comes in, and those other 60,000 thoughts of the day come in. And, you know, we were really, really committed, and we really are committed to building a bridge from the last page of the book into the next phase of any reader's life who's interested in maintaining that or expanding that change. And that's part of why we wrote the last chapter, the why, to help kind of ignite the idea. And then we have a section toward the end of the book that talks about how to connect with us through our website, sharing the thoughts that are changing people's lives out there. Everyday people like us who who are having thoughts that are creating change within ourselves and in the world and in our service. And we're also creating, the reason we have 52 authors is we really wanted to create a year-long free teleseminar series to introduce each one of the authors to listeners who were interested in learning more about the story, learning more about the work that each of these people is doing in the world, and having that avenue. So we call those the Thought Sessions, and they are every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific. And we have all the details on our website if people want to check us out. We're with one of our fantastic dynamite authors this evening. But we've also created a very special event that we are running locally and hoping to sort of move into other cities in North America and in the cities around the world where our authors are. And this is an event called Food for Thought. And basically it's like making the book three-dimensional and having the people who wrote these chapters give inspirational talks and being able to go and engage and be in discussion with other people, listening to inspirational music and spiritual practices. So a lot going on. The bridge is long and wide and paved with gold, we feel.
Mm-hmm. But that's about that. So that community aspect is so important. That's not only about validation, I think, but it's about if I can share with you my thought, if I can share with you that inspiration, that's part of the support that helps me move forward, that helps me really make a change. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guests are Dr. Christian Gannett and Jillian Laura Roberts, the co-creators of The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. We'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and we are thinking about thinking. My guests are Dr. Christian Gannett and Jillian Laura Roberts. They're the co-creators of the very good book, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever, How One Inspiration Can Unleash Your True Potential and Transform the World. And Christian, we got into a little bit some of the resources, part of the kind of the community that's coming together around this book. Can you share with people what your website is, what they'll find on the website, how they can access the book, all that good stuff?
Absolutely, Karen. Thank you so much for asking. We, just like people, you know, when you hear somebody has a recommendation, you say, oh, you should try this, it's really good. And you say, well, can I have a taste of it before I, you know, order it for a meal? And that's what we've done. We've created a website where people can see the full table of contents. Like, they get summaries of all the chapters if they look up the 52 thoughts. We've got bios of all of our 52 authors if they go to the 52 authors. And they've got links to our recordings of our teleseminar series under the thought sessions. So we've created a website that has all of that on it, and so your listeners can find it at one of two places. Either they can put in the URL as thethoughtpublications.com, or they can use the title of the book, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever.com, whichever is easier to remember. And once they get there, we've not only given them all that I mentioned, but they can also sign up if they want to join the thought movement and in helping to create change. They can sign up as a subscriber to our thought movement, and as a gift to them, we will send them the intro sections of the book. So they'll be able to see, again, the full table of contents, the introduction from us, the introduction from Dr. Joe Dispenza, and all the testimonials and endorsements from our wonderful people out there. So that's how they can reach us if they want a review of the book. And then if they actually get inspired to write something down and they say, you know what, I have a thought that changed my life forever, and I really think that other people need to hear about this and it can really help to change lives, well, they can send us a note at thethoughtpublications@gmail.com. And we will receive it and we'll put it into consideration for the following volumes of the thought book that is going to happen in the near future. So all of that is there for people to get involved with and participate.
I love that there will be more. Much more. So you can connect at thethoughtpublications.com or thethoughtthatchangedmylifeforever.com. Jillian, happening, in fact, tonight, if you're listening live on Wednesday evening, that free teleseminar series, that chance for people to connect kind of up close and personal with some of the authors of these chapters, that's happening tonight, isn't it? The thought sessions.
It is the thought sessions. This is really exciting. And, you know, I know you love what you do, Karen, and this gives Kristen and I the opportunity to be on the other side and to really interview our authors too, and we absolutely love it. So every Wednesday evening, we're on session 5 now, so tonight at 6 o'clock Pacific, it's every Wednesday, we spend an hour with one of our authors. This will be happening for the coming year, so it'll be running through till next sort of March, actually. And you get an opportunity to listen to conversation with the author, to learn more about their story, to learn more about the amazing work they're doing in the world. And, of course, there's the opportunity, as with your show, to either write or call in with questions. And it's an open forum. It's extraordinary. We have gone deep and wide. There's lots of laughter, lots of just incredible insight. And we invite all of your listeners to join us. We are having a great time.
And what's so important about that is that it's free. That is accessible to anyone who's looking for inspiration, right?
Absolutely. And if you go to our website, there is a section that has the links. And within that link, there's actually a list of local dial-in numbers. So oftentimes, you know, you have to dial long distance. This gives you the opportunity to dial locally, so there shouldn't be any long-distance calls to join us either, wherever wow. in the world you're joining.
Wow, that's wonderful. And Christian, there's like an amazing sort of a bonus package, right, where the contributing authors have gifts available, right? So there are all kinds of, it's not just the book, it's like a giant treasure chest of delight.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. We have been so blessed with having, and we did this on purpose, in that we brought a lot of people to the first book that are helpers and healers in their own right. So the book actually serves as a resource guide after somebody has finished the book. And as a resource guide, they've got a lot of resources. So we've definitely been privileged to tap into those resources. And for people that do buy our book from Amazon, in our original launch series, we offered them some bonus gifts, and which were all products and services and things that were offered by our authors. And that's an ongoing process. So we like to call our thought movement a gift that keeps on giving. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, anybody that signs up as part of the thought movement, they will continue to receive gifts and goodies and fun stuff all the way along the journey. So definitely there's a lot in it for people, not only inspiration, but goodies along the way. And everybody likes gifts and prizes. So,
well, I certainly
do.
We
like to make people happy.
Where do you think, Jillian, the thought movement, where do you imagine the thought movement will be in 3 years or 5 years or 7 years?
Oh, wow. That is a beautiful vision that we hold. And for us personally, we feel that there'll be, you know, it's 3, 5, 7 years. We'll have probably a couple more volumes of the book out and completed and in the world. And, you know, our commitment is to spark transformation in 10 million lives across the world. And I expect that by that time, at least that will have happened. And the more, you know, the more that people have that transformation within themselves and they share it, this message moves far and wide. And I think that what we have visioned and what we expect is that we will be, you know, traveling and sharing and hearing, you know, the message in many different people's lives around the world. And you know, let's hope that that is going to make events like what happened this week very, very far and few and far between.
That is wonderful. Christian and Jillian, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Karen.
Oh, thank you, Karen. What a joy.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. That's Dr. Christian Gannett and Jillian Laura Roberts. They're co-creators of the book, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. You can find out more about them, about their work. You can join the Thought Movement. Get more information, get inspiration at thethoughtpublications.com or thethoughtthatchangedmylifeforever.com. Now, next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be Susie Miller. We're going to be exploring her breakthrough understanding of children on the autistic spectrum. She believes that they are trying to embody an energy that has never been available before within the human condition. And if you're the parent of an autistic child, as I am, or if you know and love someone on the spectrum, you don't want to miss the show next week. And thank you so much for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with? Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.